Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet. We welcome you once again. But before I proceed, we must apologize for our late coming this evening. It's due to some technical difficulties we have had. But right now, we are coming to you live and direct. I wouldn't call it Biafra land yet, but we are in the city of Benin in a town hall meeting before an audience of Biafrans. I made a promise to them whilst I was touring the world that I will come to Benin, and today we are here and our people are also here assembled. We must welcome you wherever you are on this very planet. And as always, it is good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those wonderful and brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of this very planet. We welcome you wherever you are. We ask you to also go and welcome other people. The problem we're having here is the limitations of infrastructural provision. The limitations of infrastructural provisions. The telecommunications infrastructure is abysmally poor, very, very wretched, and things continue to happen. We continue to march forward relentlessly. We continue to do what we came here to do. We have maintained our incorruptibility. We remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. This very effort, as piloted by Radio Biafra under the indigenous people of Biafra, have continued ceaselessly to ensure the coming of Biafra in truth and honesty. Today we are in Benin to preach this very gospel, and our people here will be blessed after being able, in fact, the very first people in this very part of the world to witness Radio Biafra live presentation before a worldwide audience. And as always, we are on air on CHK 97.6, which incidentally doesn't get here. But we are hoping that by tomorrow, by this same time tomorrow, that CHK 97.6 will be able to be heard in this part of this very world. Therefore, wherever you are, please go to www.radiobiafra.co, go to rblworld.tv, go to ipob.org. You can also go to tunein.com. You can also go to radioforest.net. We are also on satellite for those of you who are privileged enough to own one. The price has come crashing down. If you can afford it, I think with less than 10,000 naira, you can now install a satellite receiver in your home. We are on Dasat, on Eutelsat, and also on Arab Satellite, which means that we have extensive coverage over South America, in Africa, and in the Middle East, with concentrated footprint around West Africa and also South Africa. Therefore, if you have any free-to-air decoder, you should be able to tune Radio Biafra. Some of you have stumbled upon Radio Biafra accidentally. Some of you were led to us by fate. But however you have chosen to come to us, one thing is paramount, that the truth must be preached here, that this very gospel must be preached and spoken in a manner that will sustain our preeminent position as the number one indigenous broadcaster anywhere on this planet. Our listenership runs into millions every blessed day, as it happened this very morning. We had our dear brother say, "I am a secret listener, but I have come out in the open." We have many secret listeners all over the place, all over this very world, and they are beginning to come out because that time has come. Our work does not end until Biafra comes. That is why everybody, those of you who support us financially, those of you who support us in kind, those of you volunteering to serve the army of Biafra, you cannot relent. You cannot allow fatigue to set in, because this work is not done. As long as Chukwu Abiamah remains our God, we continue to worship him in truth and in every honesty. As long as we do what is right before heaven and this very earth, as long as we recognize that no other entity is worthy of worship except his wonderful, magnificent, holy name, as long as we do that, offer every praise to him, every honor, every adoration, every uplifting of name, there is no way that Chukwu Abiamah will not crown our effort with a resounding success. And that success is the coming of the Republic of Biafra in truth and honesty. Wherever you are, I welcome you. Please also welcome other people. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of all her forces, and also the director of Radio Biafra, which means that I cannot do what I do if not for the grace of Chukwu Abiamah. In that case, By his special grace, I am also a servant of you people. That is what we are here to do, to serve you until Biafra comes and then my job is done. What you do with Biafra is your business. My duty is to make sure that you go into Biafra in your lifetime. And then after that, I hope that the promise and the pledge I made to the Most High God Chukwuma Abiam in Jerusalem will be sustained, which means we will use Biafra as sacrifice to his holy name. In a land where there will be no Osu, no discrimination based on where you were born, there will be no Ume, there will be none of this nonsense that have characterized our people and have led us to actually lose the war. One of the reasons why Biafra is not free today is because we had some abominable practices which is detestful, horrible in the sight of heaven. That is why we never made it. Because we are the children of the light. And today we have brought light to Benin. I welcome each and every one of you here. In the next few minutes, you will also welcome people all over the world. If you have relatives abroad and they are listening, then you will know how formidable we are. You can see our equipment is not many. But from this very tiny makeshift studio here in Benin City, people in Russia, people in Japan, people in Ukraine, people in Argentina, those of them in Brazil, the people in Chile, the people in Venezuela, in Mexico, in USA, in Canada, they are all listening to us at this very moment. We don't have any van parked outside. There is no big van carrying a big dish. The reason why we have the technology that we do today is because Chukwuma is with us. Nobody can do what we're capable of doing. You have to be in possession or be possessed by the Holy Spirit to do what we do. Not by our strength, might, nor power, but because Chukwuma Abiam asked us to come. And we have come to preach this gospel, and we shall do so in truth and honesty. We don't lie, we don't cheat. We are without fear before our enemies. It is either Biafra comes or we burn this place down. It is a promise we made to them, and we shall do so in 2015. I don't retreat from anything I say, and I do not surrender. If you are with us, then you are a child of God. If you are against us, you are a child of the Emirate. Out of those two, you must belong to one. There is no neutrality. I don't beg people. We don't beg people. Therefore, we continue to do our work. Wherever you are, I must welcome you once again. And also to our new Biafran, Uche Mefo's son is having his christening today. And they are trying to celebrate and remember in a very grand style. And all our wishes are with that very family, because without Uche Mefo, frankly, we wouldn't be here. There will be no Radio Biafra. So we thank them very much. And God will continue to guide and protect them. This is Radio Biafra. As soon as the barrister is able to join me, he will join me. We were on the phone earlier, and unfortunately, he will be indisposed for some segments of this very program. But I do encourage him to try and call in as always. I will not hesitate any further. People are waiting. They've been calling. They've been wondering what is going on. But as always, we are here. Before I go to give out the numbers for them to call when we proceed, you will each and every one of you here give us your name and where you come from, because humanity is listening. This evening, Jonathan will know your name. This evening, Obama will even hear your name as well. Every head of state around the world listens to Radio Biafra. This is the most compulsive radio anywhere on this very planet. People queue to listen to Radio Biafra. People beg to have their voices heard on air. Every blessed day, we have thousands upon thousands of missed calls, people who cannot get through. People try for 6 months to talk on Radio Biafra, and they can't do it. And Radio Biafra came to you. You people are very, very lucky. I tell you, very lucky. We must proceed. Go ahead, please.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. I thank you once again. My name is Bright Chimeze Ishinwa. I am from Imo State, Ohaji, Ebema, to be precise. Thank you and stay tuned.
Thank you very much.
Director, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, everybody listeners. Director, I thank you. I'm overwhelmed to see you, to be in our midst in Benin City. You are welcome. My name is Chidebere Okeke. and from our local government in Enugu State. Ihe. Thank you and listen to us.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You are from Ihe, which means Ihe, Ihe. Light. Ihe Jahonzo. Please go ahead.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mr. Kingsley Chimamakama. I'm from Imo State. Idato not Nduche Arundizogo. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. The next person, please.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning to the whole Biafrans. Listen to this broadcast now all over the world. My name is Joseph Emeka. I hail from Nkanu East Local Government of Enugu State, Amagunze, precisely. Thank you, Director, for being in our midst today. I'm very, very happy to see you today. You are welcome to our midst.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, the next person, go ahead.
Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon. My name is Sondemba. I'm coming from Enugu State. I'm Biafraran. Under Nkanu West Local Government. Thank you to see you, Director.
Thank you.
God bless you.
And you too. I am happy to be here. I made a promise to all of you that I will be here, and I'm here today. And I'm glad that I'm here in Benin City. Please go ahead, the next person.
Good evening. Good morning. Good afternoon, wonderful people of Biafra. I am Iwuala Chibueze. I hail from Ntira, Ntira is in Isalangwa North, Abia State, Biafra land. Stay tuned.
Thank you.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, and good day. Wonderful people of Biafra across the globe. It is my pleasure and my joy to send my greetings and my regard to all of you. We are here in Benin City, and Director is here in our midst. He is here to give us the gospel, what you have been waiting for. He came here indeed to transform us and also to give us the zeal of spirit, to implant it in our souls, that we may keep it on. Keep on keeping on, as our able Director, as our able Deputy Uchemofo always said it, that we may continue on, keeping on, keeping on. Doing the job in excellent way, following the indigenous people of Biafra, in order to be the number one on top. Director is here. I advise and also encourage everyone across the globe to stay tuned and listen. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Biafra over the universe. My name is Kizito Ibokwe. I hail from Akugeze in Oji River, local government area, Biafra land. And my Director, it's my pleasure to welcome you in our midst.
Thank you.
So, all the Biafran all over the universe, please, I urge you to stay tuned. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Sister Gift Ahamefla. I welcome you all into this broadcast this evening from Benin City. Stay tuned and listen. May you be blessed.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. There is so much static is untrue. I don't know why that is the case, but we continue. Yeah, go ahead. Next person, please.
Next good
person.
Evening.
Yes.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good day. Biafra, all over the world. My name is Ngozika Fidede from Ohachara, Nugun and Gohoza, Ronoka Government area, Boy State in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. A round of applause for her, please, if you can. Magnificent. Maybe she's a very regular listener to Radio Biafra. Is that correct? Even the way she greets will tell you.
She still wants to talk more.
Oh, please, let her. Let her. Get the microphone very close to her mouth, please, so we can all hear her. Please, go ahead.
Narita, I'm happy that you are in our midst today.
Thank you.
And Chukabama will bless you and guide and protect you for the good work you are doing for us, because not everybody that can do this work you are doing for us. I can say it is not possible, but because you are a great man. Not everyone that can do it. You are a very, very good man. great man. God will continue to guide you and your family, protect you wherever you are going, wherever you are. Chukabia will be with you forever.
Amazing stuff. Amazing, amazing stuff. This is wonderful. Very, very fabulous. We are catching them early. We are now like Pentecostal churches. And what I want to say, so it's better for us.
Catch them young.
Please, the next person. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, fellow Biafrans all over the globe. My name is Ugochukwu Ukegbu Austin. I hail from Abia State, Obingwa Local Government, Equalizing to be precise. I'm very happy to be face to face with our able coordinator all over the globe, director all over the globe. I say may the good Lord richly bless you, and may he take us to our destination. It's my prayer in Jesus' name.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you for that. Thank you. The next person, please.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon to you all Biafrans all over the world. My name is Ndubisi Okereke. I'm from Ohazara in Ebonyi State. We are very grateful to have the director of the Radio Biafra in our midst today. We thank God for everything, and we pray that we are going to reach the promised land, that is the Biafra land. And may God guide and protect each and every of us in Jesus' name.
Ise. Next person, please.
I greet all Biafrans in Jesus' name. So, my name is Anayochiko Craig from Ebonyi State, precise in your house. I'm a Biafran. Director, we say we should be welcome in our midst. So, sorry for the inconveniences caused. And to all Biafrans listening all over the world, you said we should forgive us in Jesus' name.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wonderful people of Biafra all over the world. My name is Chibuo Gutochukwu from Agobowa in the Ziaguro government area of Enugu State. I thank you, Director, for making it possible to be with us this day in Edo State, Benin. You are welcome in Jesus' name.
Sir, thank you. Next person.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wonderful people of Biafran. I greet you all. It's my pleasure to be with the director of this Radio Biafran. It's my very, very pleasure to be with him today. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Next person, please.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, Biafran all over the world. My name is David Chinedu Okoro. I come from Ahachara, Ahozara, and Biafran land. Thank you.
Thank you. Also, Sunday, Ebonyuneba. Hey, you took over Benin. Invasion of Benin. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Good day all. I still remember myself. I'm from Omumbandino in Ezeagu local government of Enugu State. I'm using this opportunity to thank the people of Biafra here in Benin that came to welcome us, not minding the way we told them that we are coming, and they're happy to meet us. Thank you all.
Thank you. We are glad to be here. We decided to shock you people today. But you have turned out in great numbers with only 1 hour notice. 1 hour notice. That goes to show that they are prepared and ready to serve their country, which is a thing of joy, a thing of pleasure, and a thing of honor. We are here, we are live, and we are direct. And because this is a live transmission, our lines will be open at the appropriate time. The number to call, as always, remains 0805-909-81374. For those of you unfortunate enough to be in the Zoological Republic, if you're calling from outside, it is +234 +234 809 8137. +234 809 8137. We are on 0044 or +44 208 133 9976. +44 208 133 9976. We happen to also be on Skype, on Radio Biafra and also Radio Biafra One. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra One. We are here to propagate this gospel, to preach it before this very audience and children as well who are here. One or two of them. I am glad to be in this very place. Anything I tell you I am going to do, I do it. If I make a promise, I always keep it. I don't retreat. I don't surrender. The only thing stopping Biafra from coming is that most of you are not trustworthy. That's all. But from what I have seen today, from how reliable you have proven yourselves to be, I am definitely, definitely convinced that there are up to 100 of you all around the world that will make the coming of Biafra a reality in our lifetime. My timetable has not changed. It's still the same and will never change. Regardless of the shortcomings, regardless of the prevarications, regardless of any inherent problems that may be in terms of people being able to reconcile the need for them to defend their land with that agitating for Biafra for peace, we must march on relentlessly and Biafra will come. This is Radio Biafra. I will therefore, there are two numbers to give to them. One is that of Emmanuel Igbokwe. Is that correct? Our coordinator in Imo State. The very first number belongs to Emmanuel Igbokwe for anybody wishing to join. Did you warn Emmanuel Igbokwe at all about what is going to happen if his number is on the air? Does he understand what will happen? The number is 080-657-31696. This is the number for Biafra Land. To call if you want to belong to the family in Imo State, especially for those of you listening via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. 080-657-31696. This is not a line for gossiping. This is not a line for children of the Emirates to go and maybe find their mother or their father or whoever is the imbecile that may have brought them into this very world. This number is for those of them who are determined to do something to join this very effort to ensure that Biafra comes in Imo State. That's what we're saying here. 080-657-31696. There is also another number belonging to Abraham Chukwumanpa. Is that correct? Abraham's number, who's our PRO in Imo State, is 080-342-2209. I hope they are under oath. Is that correct? They understand the implications of trying to sell information to anybody or to the zoo, because there will be no mercy. If you serve your country, we will praise you. If you love Biafra land, there is nothing we will not do for you. If you try to betray Biafra, you will not live to see Biafra. That is one simple promise. If you don't die naturally, we will kill you. There is no betrayer that will see Biafra land. God is my witness. None. The fact that some of them are still alive doesn't mean that we don't know how to kill them. It's because the time is not yet right. There is nobody, I repeat, a betrayer that will see Biafra land. You will hear their stories and you will not like it. Some of them will die out in Sokoto very, very soon. This is Radio Biafra. We must go on to bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very day. Nothing is working. Has anybody been to Iguacha recently? Do you know what happened at Owerri yesterday, or Imo State yesterday? It also happened in River State. Are you aware of that? Do you know that every APC poster in and around Port Harcourt has been destroyed or defaced? Are you aware of that? In the north, do you also know that anybody supporting Goodluck Jonathan is under threat? Are you aware of that? That means that the center can no longer hold. This country must end next year. The reason why I say this with every certainty, I know not everybody will understand the essence of this, is so that we can prepare. If we fail to prepare for the collapse of this very zoo 2015, if you call my number, I will play this broadcast for you. I will not talk to you. I don't have to do this. I can stay in England. I graduated in England. I am a management consultant. I can go back to work tomorrow and earn lots and lots of money. Understand that very well. If you don't hurry up, all of you in Benin here, if you don't hurry up by next year, APC said they will kill everybody supporting Goodluck Jonathan, right in Igwocha, in Inowere. APC flags and posters are being destroyed and defaced. So the country is already divided, if you don't know it. This time around, not along ethnic lines, but along party lines. But because of the affiliations that people have, Jonathan is a Biafran, unfortunately, I hasten to add. And Buhari is an Arewa person. The battle lines have been drawn. This country can never, ever survive next year unless the Americans do what they did under Abacha, which is to kill Jonathan and Buhari at the same time. The same way they killed Abacha and Abiola at the same time. If you don't prepare, you will have yourselves to blame. Therefore, we are reporting today that to be the same. I'm telling you because next year you send Nnamdi Kanu said it on Radio Biafra. And I will not feel pity for what will happen to you if you fail to act now. I will not feel sorry for anybody. Heaven knows, I won't. Arewa group raises the alarm over plot to shortchange the North. Everybody, we are bringing this news so you understand. Not tomorrow you say, oh, and for your information, all of these news items are not made up by Radio Biafra. I am reporting, we are blogging what is being reported all over the place. With verifiable sources and proof to substantiate what we're saying. They are saying that there are plans to shortchange the North. This is Arewa group. This is what Ohanaeze should be doing. But Ohanaeze can never do it. They cannot come out and be as bold as this. If you ask them, they will tell you, we fought a war and we lost. Because of that, you don't speak anymore. But all of you here this evening, anything you have in your mind to say, all of you, some may have tried to call Radio Biafra without success. Anything you want to say, you say it live on air that the whole world may hear. Everywhere right around this world, people are listening in Norway, in Sweden, in Finland, in Denmark, everywhere to South Africa. Arewa group raises alarm over plan to shortchange the North, which means they want power by all means. Do you know that they went to Britain last week? Last week, Tuesday, none of you know this, I have not reported it. The Arewa people went to Britain. They sent their two emissaries to go to London to go and ask the British to intervene, to prevail upon Jonathan not to run. After all, that the British promised them perpetual rule in this very zoo. Ask them if I'm lying. Tuesday of last week. Jonathan should be very, very careful. As I told him before, they will assassinate you. Do you want us to bet money on it? Gaidam town under Boko Haram attack. As we speak, Boko Haram is still attacking. So all of those news they were giving you 2 weeks ago, that, oh, the army has taken back, is it Mubi? They have taken back Adamawa. The army is now in charge of, they are all lies. Do you not believe that they're lying to you? Boko Haram, they are taking many new towns as we speak. They have their Islamic Caliphate. Chad, Niger, Mali, Senegal, Ivory Coast, Togo, northern part of Ghana, northern part of Benin Republic. All of these countries, even parts of Cameroon will be against the USA. Do you know one thing they have in common? All these I've mentioned now. Do you know what they have in common, all of them? Islam. You are the only one. But it's under Edo State, yes? Islam, yes? Is there any people who are Islamic in Anambra State? No. In Enugu State? No. In Abia State? No. In Delta? No. Cross River? No. Rivers? No. Bayelsa? No. Imo State? No. Imo? Yes. It seems an Imo person is here. Is that correct? I was telling the artificial Muslims, you call it. Mecca. Do you know where I will go to? I'll go to Owerri. Yes, very close to Bastard's house. Near the government house. And there I will get an Alhaji title. In the land of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama. Do you know why you are not Muslims? There's only one simple reason. Because you are the children of God. That's the only reason why you're not Muslims. There is no other reason. After all, every other group of people across the stretch of West Africa, they are all Muslims. Islam made it to the coast. If you like, travel from this very place to Senegal and see for yourself. You'll be seeing mosques all over the place. Am I lying? Benin Republic, Togo, Ghana, Ivory Coast. Be on the road. You'll be seeing mosques left, right, and center. Is that correct? Yes. But I can tell you, you can travel from Warri to Calabar, you will not see any. Is that true or false? All of you, you owe Chukwu Abiama something. To make sure that the way he created us to be away from Islam, that you maintain it. That is why Okorocha is a very bad person for trying to upset the will of God. I say to Okorocha and Imo people and those that support him, if it is the will of God that Islam must prevail in Biafra land, the Muslims should have overrun us many, many centuries ago. But they died, that we may remain who we are, the children of the light. Somebody is from Ihe or Ihe, as the case may be here. That's the meaning of it. It was my Gogidere Shineme Ihojo to tell you how God works. When we became unworthy to answer the light, very, very bad. And thankfully, they changed it to Ihe. But when we get our Biafra, which is coming, it goes back to its original name, Ihe, light, to the whole world. I don't know if some of you know what you're doing at all. Is that what you think? Keke napep. As soon as Biafra comes, you will no longer see your kada nor keke napep again in your life. Nobody will ever see it again. Only Chadian government can resolve Boko Haram insurgency. Chad. What does Chad have in common with the zoo called Nigeria? What do they have in common? Only Chad can solve the problem. I sometimes wonder, all these idiots that call themselves senators that go to Abuja, what do you go there to do? Just to get chicken change. 1 million, 2 million furniture allowance. You come to the village, you build a house and you fence it. And then you live in Abuja. And then, if you're lucky, you become an Igbo leader. You know, it doesn't take... Do you want to be an Igbo leader? Any of you here? Igbo leader will cost you 500,000 naira. You pay one Eze 50,000 naira to give you chieftaincy title. You go to the Eze of Nri. You give him 100,000 to give you an Igbo-wide title, chieftaincy title again. Then you go to the office of Vanguard newspaper and you give the editor 100,000. You go to the office of Punch, you give them 50,000. You do it that way, say two or three newspaper houses. And then you give the journalist 15,000 naira. The next week, a story will appear in each of the papers heralding your arrival as an Igbo leader. And before you know it, when you go to Haneze meeting, they will open the door for you. And that's how you're made. An Igbo leader. 500,000 naira. If you want, you can try it next week and you see. We are people devoid of honor and any sense of value. That's what happens to them. Only Chad can save you. Not America anymore, but Chad. There will be bloodshed if Jonathan loses in 2015, says Asare Dokubo. There will be bloodshed if Jonathan loses. Boko Haram says, if there is no Buhari, then they step up the insurgency. We'll see. 1.1 million voters may be disenfranchised in Niger State, which means that whoever emerges as the winner, should the election happen, which is most unlikely, but should it happen, whoever emerges as the president cannot claim any moral right to govern, because those of them registered to vote did not vote. Even those that voted, there is no way you can count their vote. And them not voting is not out of choice, but because they have been disenfranchised, which means that the ballot will be null and void. This place is going next year. Write it on a piece of paper. Boko Haram kills scores of captives in Bama. They have killed many people in Bama. And also, 23 people died in one go in a motor crash in Cross River. 23 at the same time. Tragedy. I thank Chukwu Abiyama because we travel on the road all the time. How people drive here. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Massive miracle. Massive miracle. Somebody is telling me Prince Ike Ikechukwu, our coordinator in the UAE, is telling me that 500,000 is too much. With 200,000, you can make it. Oh, but only Alago, it has come down. The price has come down. This 200,000. Those of you that want to be, maybe you can wait till early next year. Okay, but at 200,000. It really does. I thank those of them that went to the meeting in Norway today. Their Ike Kenga is telling us that the meeting was fabulous. Of course it will be. Ndioship war. Mini barabara. Eh? Do you notice that after a while everything settles down? And then you can see very clearly. That's what has happened. Satellite is not getting it. Satellite is not getting it. So how come people are inboxing me? Satellite not getting it. People are inboxing me. They should be getting it. They should be, because we, everything is good. All systems are go, and they should be receiving it. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We are here. We are live, because I'm reading from people. So that means they're listening. If not, IKK Chukwu will not tell me that 500,000 is too much. He inboxed me all the way from there. And to those of you who may have sent me a friend's request and I've not accepted it, it's because I'm all coming in the village, you never. My fellow villagers, we are all here together. Oporoporiji is green. Green. Here to a man here, maybe go. We must continue. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are back and we are streaming okay. We are back. We are. It will be intermittent for some people. There will be bloodshed if Jonathan does not win. Then Boko Haram is saying there will be bloodshed if Boko Haram doesn't win. Then Aliyu Babangida is saying that 1.1 million voters will be disenfranchised in Niger State. And other people are complaining about making sure that those of them disenfranchised in Boko Haram controlled territories. And now, the news in greater detail. Pro-Jonathan governors in the north get death threats, according to Vanguard newspaper, not Radio Biafra. Governors from the northern part of the Zoo who are favorably disposed to President Goodluck Jonathan's re-election bid are allegedly getting death threats. According to Vanguard, the chieftain of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, all they are interested in is that power should return to the north through the election of the former head of state. A northern governor supporting Jonathan presidential bid told Sunday Vanguard, a sitting governor, The North is no longer interested in what happens as long as Buhari is returned. Then there'll be peace. If there is no Buhari, don't worry about as much money as they can afford to spend. But that will not save him. It won't save him at all. Jonathan is in one almighty mess. This country is finished. This empire created by the British is gone. Come 2015, there will be no Nigeria the way you know it today. To be gone. Because there will be war. And men and women will die as a result of it. The best thing for Jonathan to do is to declare Biafra. That is the only thing that's why Boko Haram is still agitating for the extension of Sharia rule across every territory handed over to them by the British, is because you are still Christians. Well, most of you are. For me, I'm a Biafran. I'm not a Christian, I am a Biafran. They want to come and Islamize you. They want to come and kill you. They want to come and marry your 9-year-old daughters. They want to come and force you to speak all the time. Do you know as a child you don't need to speak when you eat meat? Do you know that? There are no gaps in your teeth. Are you aware of that? Nature has a way of warning people. Anytime you eat meat, you always look for toothpick. You know it's time to go to fish. I feel sorry for those. The same way I told our people that you will be killed in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, August of 2009. And it came to pass. The same way I told all the idiots building their hotels in Uguawasa that you will regret it. Are they not regretting it today? No. How about the idiots in Lagos? They will regret it. All of you, with investments outside Biafra land, you will all regret it. Unless ammunition is what we need. Because Boko Haram, they are not coming to negotiate with you. They are coming to Islamize you. A sociocultural group, Arewa Youth Integrity Forum, has raised the alarm over plans by a cabal within the APC to shortchange the Northern Geopolitical Zone for another 8 years by planting General Muhammadu Buhari, the cabal, to take over power, thereby making it possible for power to return to the South again for another 8 years. This is the only part of the world where people seemingly educated are also blatantly ignorant. In any civilized country of the world, it doesn't matter where you come from. As long as your policies are good, you are elected into power. When people teach you about democracy and voting rights in your schools and colleges, nobody said, if you're from the North, you rule for 8 years. If you're from the South, for another 8 years. Rotational presidency is not part of democracy. It truncates democracy. That is why sometimes I wonder the type of school people go to in Africa. It worries me a lot. It doesn't matter where you... One family can rule us for 1,000 years. As long as we be allowed to continue to control the animals. The only thing is that we intend to live next year and we cannot be in the same country with them. Impossible. Practically impossible. So even if they don't kill themselves next year to allow Biafra to emerge, Biafra will emerge. Depends on how soon we can find 100 of you who understand discipline, not those who think that we are training political thugs. Somebody, correct? A soldier. Once key to hotel. So I wanted to ask you people, is that how you do soldiering in this part of the world? Huh? A soldier. Looking for hotel and for us to give him money for Christmas, or else he will go to Facebook. Oh, God in heaven. Anytime some people are serious, we will know. We will know. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing. I know that some people may be complaining, but I know also Ifani Abazu from Italy is saying that everything is good, that we should continue. And of course we are continuing. We don't stop. The people here have waited so long for this, and we don't intend to disappoint them. Our voice is streaming out very well, and there is no problem. Suspected members of Boko Haram, the group funded by Buhari. Buhari was a dictator. Do you know that? Do you know who Buhari is? Buhari stopped a democratic process. Now he wants to come back to contest as a Democrat. Do you think he has the credibility to do so? There is something in the USA they call judgment. They also have it in Europe. Before they vote for you into power, they will say to themselves, can we trust his or her judgment? The way you see things, the way you analyze them, the way you approach issues, and how you resolve them, if need be, or if the need arises. Buhari, who is now the main sponsor of Boko Haram, told all of you in the open, if I don't win the election, I will make the country ungovernable. Is that correct or not? Is it not the same Buhari that said he wants to see the extension of Sharia law all over the place? Is that not correct? The same Buhari that stopped, that overthrew a civilian, democratically, in inverted commas, elected government. And some idiots like Okorocha, people make me sick. I preach this gospel all the time that the problem we have in Africa is the brain of an African person. Somebody who truncated a democratic process, somebody that is the chief sponsor of a terrorist group. People went to Lagos to vote him in as a presidential candidate. May God have mercy upon the soul of some people. Unbelievable. These are the things I find astonishing about our people. The inability to digest anything they have been taught in school. The inability to rationalize, to think properly, to intellectualize. Do you know that is why we don't have... How many times have I taken the light today in Benin? Do you have light where you're coming from now? But there is Kainji Dam. There is Afam Power Station. They have gas-powered turbines all across Ohaji Egbema area. Yet you don't have electricity. Don't you think there's something wrong? How many of you care about having constant power supply? How many of you? Do you know that constant power supply is possible? Do you know it's possible? But yet you can't do it. Because you are not civilized enough. The reason why you are not civilized is because you are in a place called Nigeria. The zoo itself. Where men cannot reason properly. You see human beings walking about. They look human. They have two legs, two hands. When they open their mouth to speak, something comes out of it. But they are not more developed than a chimpanzee in the zoo. There is no country in the world where you have human tragedy on the scale of which you have in the zoo called Nigeria. There is not a country in the world. Do you know today we are stopped by a policeman? The policeman said, Happy Christmas. We said, Happy Christmas. He said, do something for us. Now it's Christmas, compliments of the season. We said, compliments of the season. No money was coming. He said, okay, since you don't want to give us money, come, hey, pack them very well. Clear there. Openly. I don't lie, so I don't have the need to make up stories. Where is your papers? What are you carrying inside the car? Do you have receipt for what you're carrying inside the car? When Chidebere alighted from the car to go and meet them, the man said, who are you? Chidebere said, I'm an engineer. All you're seeing here are the equipments we're going to install somewhere, which is true anyway. The man said, where is your ID? Chidebere said, I'm an engineer. I don't have any ID on me. If you want my papers, I can show you. He said, okay, I don't want to say that. Which trade union do you belong to? A policeman on the roadside. And I asked myself, what has the association he belongs to got to do with clear very well? The car in front of us, the bonnet was open. At the back, there was a man screaming and shouting. about why the engine number changed. Engine number. In the middle of the road. So, the police people in the zoo don't know that when your engine knocks or breaks down, don't you buy another engine?
Yes,
huh? You go to Mbuka, you buy another. Is that correct or not? So, how do you expect somebody, having gone to Mbuka to buy a new engine to replace the one in his car, how do you expect the number to tally with the original paper, the Tokumba one is imported? Lack of common sense. That is the problem with Africa. And we continue this very news. Boko Haram have taken Gaidam town. They are attacking every blessed day. Where do you think they get their weapons from? Boko Haram. From where? Is there any seaport in the north? So are you telling me that they carry all those heavy machineries on their back through the desert? Is that what you're telling me? Have you ever asked yourself, where do they get their weapons from? Who supplies them? All of those Arabic Islamic countries surrounding the zoo. Niger Republic, Chad, and Northern Cameroon. And those of them that was given to them by Buhari and Babangida. Because every unit that were loyal, either to Babangida or to Buhari, their commanders defected to Boko Haram. And they emptied the armories and gave it to them. And when they send their daughters to come and deceive all of you by inboxing you, you fall for it. They are busy arming themselves. And they sent their daughter to come and be telling you not to be ready for them. You fool, but your last secret again, not you, not. Gaidam is under attack. Only Chad can save you. You know Chad? Eh? You know Chad, don't you? You know Chad Basin? Chad. Have you not heard of Chad before? Even there, run a Serbia. All those beggars on the streets. Eh? Wicked people. Chad. Ask those of them that use the leg to trek to North Africa and they will tell you how wicked they are. Former Borno State Governor Ali Modu Sharif has shed some more light on the Boko Haram militancy, currently plaguing some parts of the zoo. Do you know where we call the zoo?
Nigeria.
Where is the zoo?
Nigeria.
Where is the zoo? You know what is the zoo? Monkey, baboon, ape, agua snake, you know snake, python, can I put a madhulo, pig, everything you need is there. Don't the zoo here in Nigeria, don't they have pigs in Nigeria? Do they have pythons in Nigeria? Do they have monkeys here? Huh? Manketa. And Quora. You know what is Quora? Hyena. Do you know that Hausa people turned to Quora and was eating Oloko people in Ikuana many, many centuries ago? You didn't hear the story? You people are very young indeed. We are old, so we know the story. Hausa people went to Oloko with their cattle. Oloko people ate their cattle, took some few nama from there. And it's a legend, we believe. At night, Hausa people started killing Oloko people. And they asked why. They said they turned to hyena. That's how I knew the name, Kura. Hyena, to kill Oloko people. Because Oloko people took their cattle. It's not today that you started suffering from occupation. Hausa Junu no big time. Big time. And most of your leaders oblige them. The very weak and toothless, every day they're in court, bound or haneze. Useless people. Toothless and wretched. That is why you are in the mess you're in today. Look at all of you. You're in Benin City. What is wrong with Abakaliki? Do you know we'll develop Abakaliki and make it look very, very beautiful? What do you think it takes to build a house? Iron, which is rod, is that correct? Cement. Sand. Chipping. Anything else? And wood, yes? And glass, is that correct? We had glass factory in Aba, true or false? We had woodwork in Sapele, is that correct or not? Wood in Sapele, is that correct or not? We have chippings in Lopanta, is that correct or not? We have sand everywhere, including me in my own country. Who doesn't have sand in their place? We have iron ore in Ohafia. Iron ore in Ohafia. So if you are homeless or you live in a very ugly, dirty house, it's because we are lazy. God is not stupid. All of those things are there, all around you. It is to transform them, to transform a piece of... Somebody had to go and cut the tree. Yes? Dry it, treat it, and fashion it into a table. That tree cannot form a table on its own. Is that correct or not? That is how life is. Do you see why I hate Pentecostal churches? I know fully well that for a tree to become a table, you must, if you like, you do prayer and fasting from now to forever. It will never happen. For a tree to become a table, you must go and cut it down physically. Not in the spirit. That is why white people are always ahead of everybody else. They don't believe in stories. Practical. Your problem is in Chad. So, ordinary tiny Chad, where they have no food, only sand. And EGG will now come down and help you solve Boko Haram insurgency. Which means that they have their grand plan. And that grand plan is to Islamize you. It will go through one ear and go out of the other. No problem. But when it starts, if you don't listen and it starts, I will return to London. And from there, I'll be broadcasting Radio Biafra. Do you know what I'll be saying on Radio Biafra? Every day, that's what I'll be saying. Because you don't listen. You fought the first war and you lost because you were not prepared. Do you know that? That's why you lost. Are you aware of that? You were not prepared. They marched from Onsuka to Enugu in 3 months. The quickest fall of any capital in the history of warfare. 3 months, Onsuka to Enugu, Enugu fell. Because you were not prepared. And because our preparation was so late, when Ojukwu gave money to people, they ran away with the money. They never bought the armaments. When, before the armaments could come in, the door, the seaport, had closed down, the British enforced air, land, and sea blockade, and you lost. But if in 1966, when they were killing you, Nugwawosa, you know they killed us in 66, we ran back. Are you aware of that? Ojukwu said they should go back again. Do you know that? Then came another history. They sat down. Nigeria said, oh, don't worry. It's nothing. Come back. We went back. Then they cut us off. And then they started the slaughter. We lost 300,000 people. Go and ask anybody. The pogrom of 66. And they will tell you. Do you know that when they came back the first time, if we had any brain in our skull, do you know that initially, when we came back in 66, had they at that point in time said, do you know we had 1 year to prepare for the coming of our Hausa Fulani people? But did that happen? Is everything okay? Do you know that we did not prepare? Do you know we lost 6 million people? Do you know that? Did you hear the Jewish woman say we lost 6 million people? Yes. Did you hear her? Yes. Then I think we're Radio Biafra. Did I listen at all to Radio Biafra? Yes. And do you know that is why you are doing buying and selling today? As handsome and good looking as you are, here in this room, I see writers, I see scientists, I see great engineers, Do you know that you are better off dead if you are an engineer by birth? Because in Biafra land, when your mother gives birth to you, what you become is apparent. Mandana Kongwa, incidentally. Do you know that if you leave your akaraka, your destiny, say as an engineer to go and build a car, and you go and open a shop selling spare parts, do you know that your life will not be complete? Are you aware of that? Do you know if you're a great architect, you design buildings, you make things happen, and you end up driving a kenapep, that your life is incomplete? I have used this thing to preach before on Radio Biafra. There is somebody that I grew up with. Incidentally, we went to the same primary school. The shop, in fact, I think I met one of them in Norway. I think the brother is in Norway. Do you know that the family store and my mom's store was practically opposite one another? We went to the same secondary school. We went to the same university. His name, and he went to university on scholarship. This man's name is Reginald Akuchie. Reginald Akuchie is a better painter than Michelangelo. He is a better sculptor than Botticelli. If Reginald Akuchie was white, if he was born in Europe, I would not have known him. I would read about him in books. This man is not just talented. He is the embodiment of everything you need to know about fine art. He can draw you in 5 minutes. Exact likeness. Do you know there is no museum, there is no art gallery displaying the works of Reginald Akuchie till today? Because you don't value things. Everything in life is not about money. Money, 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 money. You know, chole, by offense. That goes to show you're very poor. Do you know the meaning of fence? Do you know fencing is poverty? They don't know. Have you seen the picture of White House before in America? Is there any fence? Have you seen Downing? Downing Street is a street. Number 10 Downing Street before was a street. The only reason why they put up an iron see-through gate is because Muslims want to go there and kill everybody. Have you seen the British Parliament? Is there any fence? Have you seen the house of the Prime Minister of Britain in Oxfordshire? Is there any fence? The same house he was in before he became Prime Minister, if he loses the election next year, is where he will go back to. Do you know that? There is no fence. You only put up fence because you have something you are running from or afraid of. Either because you are afraid of your neighbors, that one day you are the only rich person that will come and kill you, or you are a very bad person, you're hiding something. None of these two scenarios is palatable. It's not good. That is why in Biafra there will be no fence. Do you know that? Did I say that to you before? There will be no fence in Biafra land. None whatsoever. Do you know when fence became fashionable? 23 years ago. Precisely. Before then, the house where I grew up, where you have been to, there was no fence. Across the road, there was no fence. In the villages, no fence whatsoever. But if you go now, you cannot go to your friend's house before you just run in and do whatever you want. You have to knock on the gate. Because everybody is afraid of it. And yet people are worrying. Oh, if I go to the village, they'll poison. Why wouldn't they poison you? Because you don't interact anymore. The kids don't know each other. Hand help with zero. Nothing is happening anymore. Because to that old wicked man in the village, you are an alien. If you come out from Lagos or from Benin, do they see you? Do you come out? Sometimes if you want to go out, your mom will call you back. I say, mom, when are you going back? Is that not correct? even where you come from, you are a slave. It's not very good. That is what Biafra is going to change. There will be blood. This is not me talking as Ali Dokobo. There will be bloodshed if Jonathan loses in 2015. I ask myself this question. People who are Democrats, is that how they speak? No. Huh? No. Implied in democracy is that either you win or you... Can two people win at the same time? No. If Jonathan loses in 2015... So, if we reject Jonathan in 2015, it means that we will all die now. Is that correct? Is this still democracy? Is that democracy? No. Former militant and leader of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, NDPVF, Mujahid Asare Dokobo, on Sunday declared that President Goodluck Jonathan's presidential ambition in 2015 was already settled, as his Niger Delta compatriots would not succumb to any force opposed to its full actualization. Excuse me. There will be blood in the streets if Mr. Jonathan is not re-elected president in the 2015 election, the militant leader threatened. Mr. Asare Dokobo, who was a guest on a channel television program, Politics Today, monitored in Abuja, said he would register as a full member of the ruling PDP to enable him to join in the fight to realize the president's re-election bid. Let us assume that Jonathan stays in power for the next 4 years. And then after 4 years, what? You know, it is the inability of some people to look ahead that really seriously worries me. You clamor for Jonathan to go in the next 4 years, and the power then goes to the north. They have three areas in the north. Northeast, northwest, and north central. Is that correct? 8 years in the northeast, 8 years in north central, 8 years in the northwest. How many years in total? Eh? 24 years. 24 years. Before an Igbo man will get it. That is after Yoruba must have gone in one more time. People don't think about the future. You are clamoring for Jonathan. Jonathan being in power for the next 4 years, what difference is he going to make to the people of Niger Delta, so-called Niger Delta? What difference will he make? Will your lives change? Will the traffic in Port Harcourt be less awful? And then after Jonathan, then what? I ask them. Because they can't reason properly. People should stop speaking from both sides of the mouth. Hope of Niger state electorates, including Governor Muazu Babangida Aliyu, to finally join their compatriots across the zoo to obtain their permanent voters card, suffer setback as INEC could not deliver the cards in 14 out of the 25 local government councils in the state. Aliyu, in order to ensure a heat-free exercise, had declared public holidays for the state civil servants for Friday, December 19th and Monday, December 22nd to enable all eligible voters, including workers, obtain their PVC. However, the governor and almost 1,100,000 voters were jolted when they stormed their various registration units for collection of their PVC, only to be told that the exercise will no longer hold in 14 local government councils. This country cannot pump water. Most of you have boreholes. Is that correct? A borehole serves one person. Is that correct? So you can provide water for one person. Yet a government cannot do exactly what you have done in your house by giving water to everybody. Do you know that the mechanism is the same? You get water from somewhere, you pump it to everybody else. A very simple thing to do. They can build oil pipeline, or they had wanted to build one from here to Algeria. Have you ever heard of that before? And build gas pipeline from here to Algeria. Yet, they cannot lay pipe for water from here to the next street. And people tell me that we are human beings here. No, of course not. We are not. We are monkeys and baboons. 1.1 million voters disenfranchised. Of course, they will be disenfranchised. This is the zoo, of course. You cannot conduct election. You can't generate power. You can't pump water. You can't pay your workers. The schools are not working. The roads are basically death traps. What is the good, this zoo? What good can ever come out of Nigeria? Somebody should tell me. Even the ATMs are not working. The only place in the world where you go to ATM, if you key in your, you know, sometimes the security guard will say, oh, this one pays only 15,000, lower denomination. This one can pay 20. Oh, did you type in? Oh, no, you've missed it. It can only take the type of things are here. ATM, kwa. You see people jubilating. Once somebody's going, you say, oh, is it paying? As if to say it's free money, it's not your money. Is this ATM paying? You see people celebrating because they just took out 5,000 naira from the ATM. Because normally the ATMs don't work. Do they work here? Go to Port Harcourt and you see that they don't work. Is it news that Boko Haram have killed many people? Is that news? Is that news? They keep killing people. A burial tragedy. 23 perish in auto crash in Cross River. Tragedy hit our local, a community in Akankpa, local government area of Cross River State, as 15 people were feared dead in a fatal motor accident along Calabar Awi Akankpa Highway of Cross River State. The accident, which occurred at the early hours of Sunday, involved a gold picnic car and a 14-seater Hiace bus. The Hiace bus was said to be coming from Ekom with about 18 passengers, while the picnic minibus was carrying 6 passengers from Calabar going for a burial of one of their friends in the northern part of the state. Witnesses told a newspaper that 7 persons died at the spot. 7 died immediately on the spot, including all 6 in the picnic bus, while the remaining 17 were passengers on the other bus. 17 on one side, instantly gone, only in the zoo. That concludes our news presentation this evening and analysis as well. Please, and now our lines are open. Before we go on to take calls, I don't know if any of you here has anything to say, either relating to the news representing or life in general in Benin City, or your hopes and aspirations for Biafra land. It depends on how you want to see it and what your take is on it. If you have anything to say, you must go ahead and say so. Go ahead before I open the lines. Go ahead.
All right. Good evening. Good afternoon, good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. My name is Chibu Otoshku. I'm here again. Director, I want to say one thing concerning our people. Here, exactly in Edo State. We have so many people in Edo State, but some of them are stupid. If you are telling them something about Biafra, they'll be saying nonsense. And I don't know the mentality they're using. I keep talking to them, but they refuse to listen. I don't know the kind of intention they will give to them. That their sense will come back to normal. I don't really know. I don't know exactly. At times, because they have a car and build a house, maybe in Ibobah Hill, Adowa, or somewhere else in Edo State, they will think they are fine. They have made the money. If you are telling them anything, they will tell you that. Do they share money there? Are they drinking Nkwobi? Are they drinking palm wine and Nkwobi? Which every of our people, so majority of them, that's what they need. I don't know. But I'm still urging them to come out. Some are listening, but a kind of a spirit of inconsistency are disturbing many. They will listen today, tomorrow they go off. I don't know. Thank you very much.
The reason why they are that way is because we are naturally very, very inconsistent. Our inconsistency is... Why do you think Awasa people are in charge of us? We fought a war for 3 years and we gave up and went back to the land of those of them that killed us and befriended them. And people think that God will be happy with us. Well, of course he's not. We are inconsistent. Anybody you preach Biafra to and they laugh at you is because their mom or their dad is Awasa. It's that simple. There is no other explanation for that. And Biafra's restoration doesn't need everybody. I keep telling you this all the time. Those of you here in this very place, you are more than enough for Benin. We don't need more people. What do we need them for? What are they coming to? What are they coming to do? If we come out now, 1 million of us on the streets and we are marching, what do you think you will achieve? Nothing now. But any day they arrest any of us and we kill the governor of the state and the police commissioner, everybody will sit up. Why do you think they're begging Boko Haram? Why do you think they're begging ISIS? Is it because everybody in the Arab world came out? No. It's because they're beheading people. I'm not saying we are going to be terrorists or to behead people. No, God forbid, we can't do that. But we need direct action. Only few people can get us Biafra. You don't need them. If they don't want to come out, that is entirely their business. Don't bother yourself at all, at all, at all. Does anybody else have anything to say? They must say so. Go ahead. Go ahead. Good evening, my dear brother.
Good evening to you, the people of Biafra across the globe. I will formally introduce myself. My name remains Richard Okorede. I'm held from Ohacha, Ugunangu, in a house local government area of Biafra North. Director, I am very, very much glad and happy indeed to have you in our midst this evening. And also, Se Mechuka Abiyama, strengthen you, also guide and keep you, yes, that you will give us this very...
No, not me. You no, hold on a second. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. All of you will give us Biafra. I'm only here to direct and to help see that Biafra comes. That's all I will do. I won't allow you to become liars, deceivers, or cheats. I won't let you. But Biafra, you will get. My brother, hold on where you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes. Director, my name is Chukulebuka Mwaja, calling from Sweden.
From Sweden, please go.
I'm from Ufuma in Agrata government.
Ufuma, thank you.
Yeah, Director, I want to thank you for everything, and I must say a very big thank you for everyone, all the Biafra all over the world, and Director, to be honest, you are doing a good job for us. And I'm happy I'm with my friends here from Biafra. And we are so happy for what you have been doing for us. And we are glad. And we are looking forward to see Biafra because we know it's coming soon. Director, I'm coming down to Biafra land this week. We are entering. I would like to meet you in our land. In the promised land.
I'm here.
I want to thank you one more time that you have done a great job and we are very proud of you. I have been living in Norway before I moved down to Sweden, and we have been discussing about this Biafra even before we start hearing you. So, and we are so happy that someone like you is available to lead us to promised land, and we are glad. So, Director, I'm looking forward to meet you face to face in Biafra land when I land there this week.
Thank you. I'm here. Please come. I'm here.
Yeah, and I don't know how I can reach you. I want us to meet one-on-one. I don't know how to get to you when I get to Biafra land.
You are in Sweden, is that correct?
Yes, I'm in Sweden right now.
My secretary is also in Sweden, Obioma Ebere. You contact him. Once you contact Obioma Ebere, he will tell you how to see me when you get here.
Okay. I talked with Agunobi last time.
Yes.
We talk a lot.
Agunobi will give you the number to my secretary, Obioma Ebere. He's my secretary, my principal private secretary, and he will tell you how to meet me. There is no problem at all.
Okay. And Director, there's something I wanted to ask you, because all the names you are calling people and you are calling to be the zoo, it was like perfect, because it's like, that is the real name. Like when you say the Yorubas are cowards, and believe me, Director, they are really a coward, to be honest. The thing there is that when you say Nigeria is a zoo, and when we watch it, I told my friend here, we are confirming everything you are saying. It's a real zoo, Director. But Director, there is something I wanted to ask you. There is these people we are here with, all these Cameroonians, Ghanas, I don't know which name we can call them, because when you say Yorubas are cowards, I don't know which name we can give these people, because they behave worse than these people. I don't know. I don't know. I say
no. What concerns us is the behavior of our own people. We allow those people. If the type of brain they have works for them, then we leave them to it. What concerns us mostly is that Biafra comes as quickly as possible and in truth and honesty. We want a Biafra of honest people, good people at that, because only good and honest people can build great civilizations.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much. I will get contact with you later.
Try and do that. Thank you very much. Thank you. People call us from all over the world. Do you know that? Yes. Everywhere you go, people are listening to us. Everybody listens to Radio Biafra, including Jonathan. Everybody. This broadcast today from Benin City. If you go to your newspapers in the next 2 days, you will hear them discussing it. We also have another caller, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Director.
Good evening.
This is Malachi Chika.
Malachi, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Czech Republic.
From Czech Republic, please go ahead.
Yeah, this is Malachi Chika Okorafo.
Yes, go ahead, we are listening, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Director, I'm calling from Czech Republic.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Director. When you came to Czech Republic, when you come to Czech Republic, I'm one of the people that came to your hotel to meet you.
Okay.
We are three.
Okay.
If you can remember.
Yes, I do completely and totally. Yes, I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Okay. So, Director, I want to tell you that. What is going on?
No, he is not. I think he's listening to himself talking. You know, when he hears two voices, that's the problem. Please, our dear brother was saying something. I want him to finish.
Yeah, thank you. Why I said that you get all Biafra, I know what I'm saying, because you are a wise son. And Gochuka Abiyama has given you to the people of Biafra that you will build an incomparable place for us to dwell. So I say you are most welcome to Benin. By the special grace of God, I am the secretary in this very regional chapter.
Thank you.
And it is my joy and my pleasure also to say welcome indeed. Director, and in conjunction with what my colleague said, Chibo Tochuku, we are doing our possible best to make sure that we disseminate information and also to assemble people to believe in this very struggle. But indeed, our people here, I don't know, you summarize it all, that Nandi Yoruba and Laosa Turimia. But then, in this very struggle, those who are die hard, we know them, and they are doing their best. And just now, the promise I made the very day, though that turn to Sobachuas came to Benin, after the 30th of May, when they came to this very place to see us, Choma and the rest of them, I made a vow to them that even if it remains me and any other person, that Biafra must stand here in Edo State. And that we've been doing since then till now. And I am very, very much happy for a day like this, Director, to see you once again, because on the 30th of May, I was with you, where we built our cenotaph.
Wonderful.
Yes, I was there, and also we took pictures.
Wonderful.
I was very glad, and I came back. Indeed, all Biafras all over the world, this is a wise son that Chuka Abiyama has given to us. I encourage and also I urge everybody across the globe to give and also support this very struggle through Nnamdi Kanu, through his needing and his directives, that Biafra may come. And it will be very, 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 very important that you give all that you have. If indeed, just like a Yoruba pastor will say, give your Isaac. That is to say, you should go and sell your house, sell everything you have, and give your Isaac as a tithe. So I also say that everybody, whatever thing you have,
come out in any part of the globe you are and support, especially those in Benin. Just like one guy who called me today, he said he received our flash, and then he called. I was driving. He said, how can he meet? I said, okay, no problem, I will call you maybe after today. If you know you are listening and you want to be part of this family, please come and join us, because time is very short. Time is not on our favor. And we are doing everything. No, we are hastening up to make sure that we turn it with the plans of the director, because we know there is no time on his side. So it is my in this medium, I am using it to I encourage those who are within this Benin, within this family here, within the regional chapter here, and also across Benin, to come and be part of this very family, global family, that it will do you more good than harm. Because just like those one big men that who claim to be big men that I met several weeks ago, they promised to be this very part of part of this very family, but indeed they are not coming forth. But that do not discourage us. So I encourage you, even those who are here now, many of them are not in this family, so I would like them to also speak. And if they will be, since they have seen the ritual and also now I forgot they should also confess that they will be part of us and also remain with us and give all their support. Thank you.
Thank you very much and well spoken. Thank you very, very much and well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. There are some people that came in, they've not introduced themselves. Is that correct? They have to. Are they impartial observers? Do they have names at all? Just your name and where you come from. That's all. Can they say their name? That's all. Just say good evening. Just greet her.
Hello, good evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Joy Ike. I'm from Imo State. Okay. I'm from Biafra land.
My goodness me. Go ahead.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Ijoma Wachiku. I'm from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Imo State. Yes, yes. We are performing our pilgrimage very soon. Please go ahead.
Good evening. My fellow Biafrans all over the world. My name is Remain and Joseph Emeka. I hail from Amagunze in Kano East, local government of Enugu State. My director, my question is what you said before when you start broadcast, but she stays in London. When we are talking, she said, I asked her whether she went to church. They said she worship in Radio Biafra. So I became somehow confused.
Why are you confused?
Because she says she worship in Radio Biafra.
Of course, this is where we serve God.
She's not an Igbo person. She's even from Trinidad.
Because we preach the truth.
Yeah.
I'm the Kwezo Kweba. It's the truth.
She's not from Nigeria. She's not even an Igbo person.
She's from Trinidad and Tobago, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll explain to you why I am a Biafran and not a Christian. If you give me your time, I will try to work out this thing mathematically. Mathematics and irreducible science. Chukwuebuka might use mathematics to create the heavens and the earth. Everything that a human being is, you find it resonate in nature as well. I don't know. For you to get close to Chukwuebuka, you have to be truthful. Is that correct? Is that correct? Truthfulness means consistency. Is that correct? It doesn't change. Truth is constant. It never changes. That is why in economics, before they do it, they say all things being equal, which means you have to hold everything constant. Is that correct? If truthfulness is equal to constant, Yeshua, when he was praying, he said, forever and ever. Is that correct? Our world, Roman Catholic say, world without end. Is that true? Forever and ever. There is only one discipline in the world that does not finish. If you come to English language, as you try to teach us, that is A, B, C, D, E, F. Is that correct? and once you get to Z, you stop. Is that correct? Exactly. If you are an Igbo person, it's Abibidi. Is that correct? Exactly. There is only one discipline that never ever stops. Which one is it? There is only one discipline that if you start counting it, it never stops. What is it? Which discipline is that? You don't know. The only discipline that has no end is numbers that you count, which is mathematics. It never ends. There are laws governing nature around 6 and 12, half a dozen and a dozen. Every 28 days the moon comes out. Is that correct? From there you got the month. Is that correct?
Yes.
And a woman goes through her period cycle every 28 days, all things being equal. The same thing the moon does is what you find in the person that procreates, that gives life to another being. That takes me back to where I started from. To be godly, you have to be truthful. Since truthfulness is next to godliness, I then researched in history. There is no other race that says that truth is life. Ezokubundo. Apart from Biafra. So if in Biafra land, if you write Biafra and you say truth is equals to life, and life is equals to either godliness or Jesus Christ, no matter how you say it, that means that Biafra is equals to is equal to godliness. That's what it means. In Biafra, truth is life. Is that correct? Truth is life. If truth is equal to life, and who gives life? And life is equal to God that gives life. That means that Biafra is equal to God. Mathematically speaking, I'm giving you mathematical equation. There is no other race on this earth that says Ezekubundo. Truth is life. Once you are truthful, that was the trick we discovered. That the only way we can get Biafra is by being truthful. That is why anything we touch turns into gold. We have never failed before and we can never fail. Why? Because we are truthful. Even Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, I have it on the phones that they stole at Enugu Ndiushi. I went to Martin Luther King Center in Atlanta City in Georgia, USA. I think it was this year. It was early part of this year, it was. Uche Naji took me there, our Atlanta coordinator. There it is clearly written. Truthfulness is godliness. The only religion I know is truth. And if Biafra itself is founded on truthfulness, there was a you lie, you die. Eziokubundo. That was where it came from. Eziokubundo, meaning the more you speak the truth, the longer your life will be. Any day you lie, you will die. Meaning Eziokubundo. Now, having seen that, and having come to the realization that Biafra is so except, you don't know what Unama hear of Biafra. Even our fathers don't know. If you know the meaning of Biafra, you will thank God. Every day you fall on your knees and praise God that Chukwu Abiam made you a Biafra. That is why they wiped away your history. They asked the English people, who are these Biafrans? They said, oh no, they don't have any history. But they made treaty with us. They came to Ishekiri. Queen Victoria made a treaty with Ishekiri people. In that document, it says that this is an agreement between Her Britannic Majesty Queen Victoria and the chiefs of Biafra. Historical document. Ishekiri. And the chiefs of Biafra. So, where did they get their own Biafra from? Some lazy intellectuals will tell it is Portuguese that named them Biafra. No, it is not. Because the earlier Portuguese maps, we are showing Biafra to be in the hinterland. Not this very place. So how come? It's because you are the center of the whole world, of the universe. Here, this very place. Not beneath it here, especially. But I'm just telling you, not too far from here. The center of the world. If you look at the map of the world, if you bring South America and you bring Africa together, you know they form a perfect match. Is that correct? Hi. I need to take with me blackboard and chalk when I go out to teach. So I can draw it on the board, you will see it. But due to the movement of what is called tectonic plates, the continents are basically, they're like glass sitting on a molten magma. So they keep spreading apart all the time. That is why South America removed itself from Africa. Is that not correct? And they drifted apart. Join the two together and show me where is the center. Biafra land. That is why Biafra is my religion. This is the closest you can get to God. Through Biafra. There is no other way for a Biafran. Somebody came to you and lied to you. There is no J in Hebrew word. The man's name is not Moses. His name is Moshe. Not Moses. There was no Jesus Christ. His name was Yeshua or Yeheshua. If you want to pronounce it in full. Which means God saves. Chizoba. We are the only people that answer Chizoba. So the name that Jesus Christ, his original name is Yeshua, which means God saves. Translated into it was Chizoba. Have you seen any white man answering God saves? I'm asking you a question. How do you want me to teach you to understand that you people are too special? That if you know who you are, you'll be walking on the air, not on the ground. Because you are the children of God, direct from heaven. Because God knew you would forget all these things in time to come, he left clues. You know when you're doing detective work, there are clues. If you can, or codes, if you can find them and put them together, they make sense. We are the only place on the face of the earth where we answer Omo and Igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. There is no place in the whole world that has that name. That is why the British hate you. Because the white man cannot believe that Chukwu Abiama can come to Africa and select a people, black people, to represent him. They gave you St. Michael's, St. Anthony, St. Nka, St. Nkoso. I was coming through Udi today. These are the people that said you shouldn't worship Arose. I looked into one church compound. I saw a statue. They fenced it round with candles. And I went to Exodus chapter 20, which I'll read for you tonight, because most of you, because a white man brought you chocolate and sweet and bicycle, you think they are miracle workers. The same thing they did to you is what Pentecostal pastors are doing to you. They use miracle to confuse you. Whereas their own miracle is pure science. Mix hydrogen and oxygen together, you get water. It's nature, mathematics. But because you are lazy, they mastered it. I want to read you Exodus chapter 20, beginning to read from verse 1. In English language, to tell you how these people have messed up your brain. Why when you see white, you say it's black? This is the reason why black people are liars. Because the white man brought their Satan to you and turned you into liars. And I will prove it to you now. Exodus chapter 20, verse 1. And God, he did not say Moses. They said, and God spake these words. God, who is God? Chukwu Abiama said these things. These are what he said. God, not prophet Isaac, not prophet Jacob, not prophet Moses, not prophet Joshua, not Aaron. These are the words of God. And we say that his words are yea and amen. It never changes. The thing about God is that God never ever changes. He remains constant, the same. That is why in the field of everything you do in life, you have to hold certain things constant to get a constant result. All things being equal. If you go to a laboratory and you want to carry out an experiment, if the temperature has to be a particular level, that is what it has to be. If you alter the temperature, the result gets altered. Therefore, you must hold everything constant in order to get a particular result. Even in normal life, that is why you have definition of every subject, to allow you or to stop you from deviating away, to keep you on the straight and narrow. That is exactly the concept or the principle of the Word of God. It doesn't change. Simple. He says, don't add, don't subtract. This is what God said. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not, listen carefully, Roman Catholic, listen very, very carefully. These are the words of God. You should not make for yourself a carved image. What is the statue of Virgin Mary? This is not a prophet. God is speaking, not man, not prophet. God in heaven. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness. All of you with Jesus' picture in your homes, I feel sorry for you. God said, do not bow before any image. I don't like it. I don't like it. Don't do it. But you go ahead and you do it. And you say, my Pastor Adobe told you. Is he God? These are the words of God. Don't bow before any likeness or anything that is in heaven above, or that which is beneath the earth, or that which is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. God is telling you, don't attempt it. It's idolatry. No matter what it is that people give you, so this is a picture of Christ. Nonsensical rubbish. Rubbish. I challenge any theologian in the world. If the last 5 minutes in debate with me, you're not educated. I don't care who you are. If you like be the Pope. If Pope is standing in front of me, Pope will not 5 minutes in a debate with me. You know he's a man of God in truth and honesty. The devil came and lied to all of you and you accepted it. But thankfully, that's the word of God here. In simple English. Not Latin. No French. Simple English. Listen to what God said. I want you to hear Bishop Oguru. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God. Did you hear the word jealous? Do you know what jealousy means? Don't share. I am the Lord your God. Visiting the iniquity. This is where our punishment in the bonnet is. Biafran suffering today. This is what God is doing to you. He said, I will visit the iniquity of the fathers, your fathers that abandoned his ways, on the children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. And then they went on to say, this is what drives me mad. What is today? Let us look for it. What is today? For in the 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. What is that seventh day? What is seventh day? What is the seventh day? I can't hear you. What is the seventh day? Therefore, the Lord blessed Sabbath day and made it holy. That Sabbath day, do you know what it is in Igbo land? Eke. That's the meaning of Eke. That is why to die on a K day is not very good. Because it's the day set apart for the Lord. The day he made the heavens and the earth. It is a day of creation. It is not a day of dying. It's a day of creation, not of dying. Are we streaming okay? Outside, please. Very, very important. Now you understand why Biafra is my religion. Is that correct? Now you know why Chukwu Abiyama loves us. Why Biafra will come. Because we are obeying all the laws of nature. To speak the truth always, even if it leads to our death. And I do not share the glory that belongs to God with anything else. Lastly, there is no J in Hebrew word, and Jesus Christ, that the Greeks named Jesus Christ, is Hebrew, he's Jewish. There is no J in their word. So where did they get Jesus Christ from? There is no J in Jerusalem. As I keep saying, the proper name is Yerushalayim. Why not J? There is no J in the name Jacob. It is Y, Yahoo. So when you see the truth, it's like APC and PDP. You know there is no second Niger Bridge. You have been to River Niger. There is no, but somehow inside you, you believe there's a second Niger Bridge somewhere. Where is it? I ask you. It's because you are filled with the spirit of lies and liars. So when I lie to you, you believe me. Because the demon of lies inside you, that is what Radio Biafra has come to kill. A warrior. Okwuasi. That is number one. And then after that, everything else will be added on to you. This is Radio Biafra. That's why we do what we do, my dear brother. That is why we worship God here. On Radio Biafra. And no other place. There is no other place where you worship God except here in truth and honesty. That is why after a while, Chukwu Abiyama will take away those who are not true believers. And only the true believers will remain. And they are the ones that will get Biafra. Because they don't have to do much. The grace of God is more than enough to help us get what we're looking for. I don't know if I've answered your question. Do you know the Lord's Prayer?
Yes.
Can you recite it for me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Our Father.
Yes.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from every evil. Amen.
What did it say in Jesus' name there? Huh? Hananiah. They asked him, they said to him, Rabbi, teach us how to pray. And he started by obeying all the laws of the Ten Commandments. Do you know that? The Lord's Prayer is all the laws of the Ten Commandments. Our Father who art in heaven, acknowledging there is no other God apart from Chukwu Abiyama. Hallowed be thy name. Which means you cannot take his name in vain. I don't want to go into too much theology. Or else the enemies will say, you can see, he is not a graduate of theology, but he's in theology. And I say to them, because Chukwu Abiyama asked me to come, and not man. If not for Chukwu Abiyama, I won't be here. Igbo people will be the last people to be amongst the people I want to serve. I don't like them. I don't like Igbo people. If not for Chukwu Abiyama, I wouldn't be here. I hate people that eat their own flesh. I don't like it. When it comes to a fellow Igbo person, you're very strong. I don't like such people. This is Radio Biafra. Our listeners will be worried. They will say we don't want to take their calls this evening. But we are in Benin City. I promise these people here that I will come here. If you don't attend meetings here, you better start attending meetings. Is that correct? I don't want you to be too big though. Who is the coordinator here? Chinedu, I don't want it to be too big. I don't want everybody to join. It's not for everybody. It's for the chosen. I did not say the Lord's chosen. Oh my God, have grabbed by God church in the Lord's chosen. It's for those of you who are the children of the Most High God, Jukwabiyama, the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Only you are chosen. So all of you here is even too much. So stop worrying yourself. The other people can support what you are doing. You can go to them and ask them for support. They will give you. They don't need to attend your meetings. Please, who else has something to say or question to ask? Please, you go ahead and do so. Go ahead. It's on.
Good evening once again. My name is Madabuchi Obiuku from Ebonyi State, Obosi in Ohosa local government. I thank God that I wake up as I am today. I come from a Biafran land. Every day I keep thanking God for His mercy. I mean, for Him to create me, come in this wonderful country called Biafran. Concerning what you have been saying, Director, I so much appreciate each and every word you utter here concerning the day of worship, because every day I keep reminding some people that this thing you are doing is not the way to worship Almighty God. But they say that it's done away, that Yahshua himself have nailed it on the cross, that he wiped it away. There's nothing like Old Testament. I was stood up to ask them question. If you said that there's nothing like Old Testament, what brings New Testament? New Testament is just about the testimony of Yahshua himself on earth, but not the laws of God. The laws of God is in the Old Testament, but the New Testament is the testimonies, the fulfillment of words of the prophecies and the words of the God in the Old Testament. So if you tell me that there's nothing like Old Testament, it have been done away with, Christ have wiped away, that I said that it is finished on the cross of Calvary.
What is finished?
I want
to know what that thing is. I think I have a theologian on the line.
They said,
can help us. Go
they
ahead.
Said that the word of God, I mean the laws of Moses or the keeping of the commandments, that is
the law does not belong to Moses. The Ten Commandments is the law. Is the law of who?
God.
The law of who?
Chukwuabiama himself.
It's not the law of Moses. There are other places that are replete with what Moses wants people to do. If you're doing away with that, I understand. Do you know why they said that? No. Do you know why the white man said, behold, all things have gone? Do you know why? Because they are not circumcised. And there is no way you can get into heaven without circumcision. They said it's circumcision of the flesh. You now have to do one of the mind by embracing the scriptures. But I said to them, if that is the case, why did Chukwuabiama say to Abraham, you have to do it even at the very old age? They think, I'm not stupid. People can be easily bought over with chewing gum and biscuit. Not me. I can be. Because God said He doesn't change. He's constant. Every day the sun rises. Every day it doesn't change. Every day. Do you know that where we are right now is traveling at over 1,000 miles per hour? Are you aware of that? In two directions. It's traveling in elliptical orbit round. And as it's also running round, which is 364 one-quarter days round, it is also spinning like this as it's going. Are you aware of that? This is 24 hours, and then once it completes, it becomes 1 year. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
It never stops. Consistency. Never stops. The earth will be spinning every day if you like, have tornado or rain for 40 days and 40 nights, the earth is still at a breakneck speed. That is why if you're in a jumbo jet traveling for 500 and something miles an hour, the clock will always beat you. Are you aware of that? The clock will always defeat you. You'll be traveling. I fly long distances. You'll be flying and night will meet you and overtake you because the earth is spinning faster than the aircraft is traveling. That is nature for you. Let's go and take this call from a very fine Biafran all the way from England. Can you hear me?
Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Yes. We are in Benin City preaching the gospel.
Sir, good evening, Biafrans all over the world. My name is Dr. Benjamin Ndokoba Okereke. I hail from Ubelembudi, Nimo State in Biafra land. Director, say congratulations on your anniversary your marriage.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I couldn't call the other to congratulate you. And also want to tell you that we've just finished our meeting today. All is well. All the elected officers from last meeting today took their oath. So no one reject anything today. Even extra members also took an oath.
That's very good.
To show their loyalty to Biafran struggle. And it was administered Mr. Emeka Victor Onyebuchi, UK interim collector. Yes. So, and among us as well, there are also some people that are ready to come and meet you for to join the military. So, as we speak today, we are improving. We are getting formidable.
Very good. Very, very good. Very good. I'm happy to hear that. Very, very happy to hear that. All over the world, people are meeting. A lot of them held their meetings today. And it's a very good thing that this family continues to grow exponentially right across the face of this very planet. Because we are unstoppable. Nothing is going to stop us. What gives me joy is that I'm here. Having said I was going to do something and I have been able to do it. And if you're joining us, please, for the very first time, the time now is very close to 14 minutes to 11 p.m. at night. And this is Radio Biafra. And our lines are open. I am conceding to the people here sat in this very room. But let us try and see if we can be able to take this very call on the line. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director, and this profound. Director, my name is Okechukwu Ikeme from Manchester, originally from Amigbo, Kwangile, in Biafra land.
Thank you.
Director, you know, we had our meeting on Friday, though I came a little bit late because of this stupid work of my God, we are doing here. So, unfortunately, when I came in, the meeting was a little bit, late for me. But the person as our coordinator, the chosen one, when we said the chosen one, like you said, God has given us somebody to lead. And I think Tifani is a chosen one from Chukwuajama.
Very good.
That young man, there is something in him. I keep on vibrating. When I vibrate, I know what I'm vibrating for. Just like you, when you talk, when you vibrate, I know somebody is there vibrating through God. So we have a very cordial meeting, and it was very nice. Director, I have heard a lot of things you've said tonight. You know, there in Benin City, concerning our AK and our makeups of, months and all the rest of the things. let me pinpoint some certain things. This is where I belong. When you say Ten Commandments of God, many people go to church, but they don't know exactly what Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments is within. Your fingers is the Ten Commandments. And when they go to church, they raise up their hands up and shout, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. But none of them do exactly what Ten Commandments is saying. But they always shout to God that they are doing it. Because when you raise the Ten Commandments up, that's your ten fingers up, you are telling God that you have done the whole Ten Commandments. That is one. Another thing is that Ten Commandments is one. When you say one, when you are one with God, when somebody says, I am with God, you are with Ten Commandments. That is one plus zero is one. That is why it is God. God is one. We don't have two gods. That is divine God. That's Chukwujama. Then we go to another one you said about concerning Eke. Eke O Allah. This is Allah. And we all are made up of Allah. Then, when you said Eke Oye Afo Nkwo, we have four elements in Igbo land, which is Biafra land. We have four elements to show people all the whole world that we are the chosen people of God. We are the firstborn of God. Eke Oye Afo Nkwo means Eke Allah. Oye, O the air. Then Afo and Nkwo, meaning. So these four elements, if you calculate them, 1 + 2 + 3 + 4, you get 10. And that is 10 is 1. And that is why we belong and where we are as children of God. Chukwujama. So when you come to that aspect of life, we have to narrate it. Most of the children of Biafra, most of them don't know exactly what they are. That we are the richest, even in those days of our fathers. If you go to our doors, you will see some carved things, signs, symbols, regarding to that of what I said now about the Kori and the Nkwo and Afo. So, this thing is what we have to teach later, not now, until when we get Biafra. People will get to know that this worship you have already made up of us to know that, because every day, if I miss listening to it, I get sick. I keep on saying it. I am always weak. And even if I'm going to work, I'll be saying, oh, today, if I miss this thing, I'm going to get sick. So that is why we have to follow it clearly, so that when the time comes, we teach our children exactly what they are, that our worshiping day is on Sabbath day, and that is what we are. And if you make up the 28 days of what you said about women, of their, you know, migration, you find that 2 plus 8 is 10. And that we can still one with God. So let me just stop here. I don't want to go further, because when they talk of theology and standard, talking about, most of them went to school, but they don't know exactly what they are teaching, including the Pentecostal churches. Like you came here last time in Manchester, I told you one thing. I said to them, if you know exactly why the Igbo is called Nwanyanwu, Okoro Anyanwu, then we know that we are children of God. Anyanwu is Ra. Anyanwu is Ra. And that is what they used to say when they talk in tongues. They say, Ra, Ma, 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 which is Ra, is a masculine, and the other one, the Ma, is a feminine. So if you doubt me, let them come out, say openly, if you are a pastor, whosoever, come out and let me debate with you about Ra and Ma, which you pronounce as speaking in tongues. I will teach you that what you are pronouncing is the sun. That is what you worship, and this is what Catholics worship as well. So let that not be a thing for them to get confused that they don't know exactly, the word is just coming to them by vibration or by whatever is the word God, and they will start speaking in tongues. That is fallacy. They are talking rubbish. That is Ra, is Ma, and they are both the same, in the same tone, in the same level, which I don't want to go in detail, when you become a student of wise and truth, like you are. When you talk truth, say, I've been talking truth, I am a student of truth. Ask about me in Germany, in Amigo, in everywhere. When I see something that is like this, I say it's A, it's A. Quote me. Anywhere you go, ask anybody about me. I am very popular in my place. I'm very popular in Germany. Anywhere I am, I will show myself who I am. And then they may quote you okay with our boy. That is how to know the student of truth, as you are. That's why I'm telling you tonight, what you are up to is not what we are going to talk about. Telling you, Director Nnamdi, you have done this. No. God has chosen you, and only for you. Any other person, I will die. It's like last time you were talking about our money, that we are not contributing enough on that. I told my friend, it's better that I give up myself so that you tell me to get money so that we can fight this thing so quick. That's what I was telling my friend. I said, I wish a director will sell me to make money. I will offer myself. That is how I do my own thing. Director, I've been fighting for this thing since 2003. We went to I would travel 7 hours to go to meet him in Germany, from Ulm to Cologne. We took it to Jinaka and Kim Nohanwe. Ask anybody. And that was why I formed Iwezo in Ulm. Ask anybody. Because of Biafra. But when our brother said, no, I went to newspaper and said it, I will show you the newspaper. They condemned me. They want to kill me because I was pronouncing Biafra. Why should I say it? I said, but that is why I formed the meeting. I am the founder, and I have to say what I feel. I went to newspaper and made it the way I felt. That's all. So my director, let me not take much of your time and let others, our brothers and sisters all over the world, vibrate their opinion. So my brothers and sisters over there with you in Benin, I'm extending my greetings to you all, and peace profound. And peace be with you, my director. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. I want you here to speak. Is there any other person that has something bothering them that they wish to speak about? Please, can you come forward and pick up the microphone and say what is on your mind? Because here we encourage free speech. Please reiterate your name and where you come from before you proceed to speak. Go ahead.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning to Biafrans all over the world. Please, Director, I may like to confirm something through a question.
Go ahead.
So I want to ask if this very state, Edo State, if it is part of Biafra land. Thank you.
Not originally, it is not. But should they wish to become part of Biafra, then they will have to conduct a referendum. They have to decide they want to join us for two very important reasons. One is that they are not originally part of the family, but our name says Biafra, which means come and join. They are welcome to join us if they so wish. The other one is because of their monarchy, which I respect very much. They have their ancient monarchy here, one of the oldest in the world, believe you me, the Benin Kingdom. Now, Biafra is a republic. We don't want any kings in Biafra land. So how are we going to square this circle? If they agree to a watered-down version of their monarchy, where their monarchy will only be ceremonial, which I doubt they will ever agree to. That is the problem. Then they can come with us. But we can give them a special concession with the Principality of Monaco you have attached to France, in which case we can allow them to continue to operate, but without the benefit of having the full authority associated with such ancient monarchy, which is very difficult. It's for them to decide if they want to come or not. We are not looking for people. If they want to come, then we allow them to come. There's no problem. But what do we do? Because Biafra will be a proper republic. There will be no recognition of any crowned head anywhere. Everybody will be born equal before the law. If the Oba of Benin does something wrong, he'll be arrested and tried in a court of law. Nobody will be above the law. You cannot say that this is a one-way street. As a prime minister with your siren, when you're going down the one-way street, no. You go to jail. But anyway, you won't have any siren. Siren will only be meant for emergency services, ambulance, police, and coffee. God forbid. The siren will be meant for ambulance, for police, and for fire service, only for emergency. There will be no generator anywhere. The only generators we have will be at the hospitals. And also to basically run very sensitive defense equipment at either the intelligence headquarters or the army headquarters. That's all. Every other person will be linked up to the national grid. So if we don't have light, the president will not have light. Ordinary line, the same line. There is no federal line and state line, no. All line will be the same. So if there is no light, if mosquito is biting you, are not happy, do something about it. Your children will not go to special school. They will go to the same local school. A child can't say, my father is this, because of that misbehavior. They will go to jail, even more than ordinary people. So we want to have a proper egalitarian society where all men and women are born equal. Equal, I mean equality, all the way through. There is no big man or small man. There will be no house boy or house girl. No child will hawk anything on the street. Every child will have the same opportunity in life because the state will provide from their school sandals to the uniform they wear to school, to conveying them to school, to bringing them back, to making sure that every child has a roof over his or her head, to make sure they feed properly, they clothe properly. So there will be no disadvantage in life. We have all these things planned out very well. Biafra will look very, very beautiful. Trust me. Very. That is why I don't compromise. People think I'm the way I am because of... No, I'm not. Because I want us to take this attitude into Biafra land. Not to compromise. To go for the best. Always the best. We will have people dedicated to building science. To structural science. To look at ways of building houses on the cheap, to make houses faster, to, you know, things like, not all this concrete and a webbing in. I hate concrete. I don't like it. So these are the things we need to do. Everybody will be meaningfully engaged, meaningful. The way we build roads now is not proper. Every road will be a decking. I got a road near me, a wall concrete. And then we put asphalt on top of it. There will be concealed drainage system everywhere. And people will say, oh, didn't Nkrumah say all these things? I said to them, Nkrumah made one fundamental mistake. There was no research and development, and the brain of the people never changed. A black person can go to school and have 10 degrees, but still thinks like a chimpanzee. It is that mindset. That is why we have Radio Biafra, to train our people to understand that there are ways you do things and you get a particular result. We must learn to have class and taste, decency. I look at the type of houses he builds, and look at the type of house that other people build, and it's not the same. His own is far more classier and tasteful. You can see taste and class in it. There is nothing wrong with class. It's because we don't have any classes, we don't have any theaters. You know that in the evenings, we should be going to watch play. You know, this is Patience and Zokwa thing. You know, it's concert. It's not actually a movie. You know that very well. It's a concert play. It's concert. It's not proper movie. All those things they are doing on home movies, we should be watching them live in a theater in the evening. You take your wife, your children, you go and to go. How many of you go to theaters here? Or to cinema? Or to go to comedy club? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, my director.
Good evening, my brother.
Yes. Thank you. Congratulations for the good job you are doing for us, my brother.
Thank you very much.
I'm calling from Biafra land. I'm not calling from the zoo.
Thank you.
I'm calling direct from Owerri.
Thank you very much. They're very strong. We are planning to come on pilgrimage to Owerri to receive our Al-Hajj status.
It's all right. Good evening, my brothers. Good evening. I thank you all.
May God bless you. Continue to bless you all there.
Yes, sir.
My director, what I'm trying to contribute tonight is that all of us, we are all ready for the coming of Biafra. Next year, unfailingly. Come next year, 2015. You see, my director, I was trained as a Biafran soldier. After my training, I was given a machete, very long machete, to go and fight Donye Jebwe. You see? So please, I don't want that thing that happened in that those years past to happen again. Please, this is my own contribution. We need arms to battle this very, very struggle immediately. I'm ready. 100. If you said that you need only 100 men, but just 6 for 99, I am one of them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Once a soldier, always a soldier. They never flinch. They never change. They remain consistent. There is a movie I will recommend for all of you to go and watch. You know, there are some books that changed my perception about black people and my status in the world. Also, some movies did the trick for me as well. I want you to go and watch To Kill a Mockingbird. It's a movie. To Kill a Mockingbird is a movie. I also want you to go and watch The Amistad. Is another movie as well you need to go and watch. These are the movies. As you're watching it, if you are a human being, you will not have anything left in you again than to fight for your dignity as a human being. That is exactly what we are doing. And if you want to also watch a movie to understand the result or the reward for persistence, you go and watch the best movie ever made, the finest of it all, since the history of cinematography, Shawshank Redemption. Have you seen it before? Go and watch Shawshank Redemption. You will see. When he bought this little piece of hammer, they said it will take you 60 years to tunnel through the prison. I think the young man did it in less than 20 years. So that is what you need to learn to understand the essence of perseverance. As long as you are righteously pursuing something in truth and honesty, you don't give up, you don't relent, you don't retreat, and you never surrender until that thing that is yours is given to you. That is what I want each and every one of you to imbibe. If we have to fight this war for the next 100 years, we'll fight it. I want people to focus on Biafra as the... Don't settle for anything else unless Biafra is free. Don't settle for anything less than Biafra being free. And then Biafra will come. But if you think that after fighting for Biafra after a few weeks, actually, then Biafra will not come. Does anybody have something? Because it's getting very late and some of you may have to travel very far. Because I need to close the program for your sake as well. Go ahead, please. All right.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wonderful people of Biafra. I still remain Chibuoto Shuku from Eziago local government area of Enugu State, Biafra land. My director, Ndi Bonekwe Gusina, Andi Bada was somebody, unless Mama. And our people, I don't know exactly the problem they have in terms of property and all that. And our people still say, Ndubisi, oye din the Nazomo Kajie. And our people don't want to leave the issue of land and property outside Biafra land. If you tell anybody to join what you are doing, the person will be saying something about, do you know how many duplex I have? Do you know how many upstairs I have in social place, in Lagos, in this ones, and in warehouse all over the country? So I want you to throw more light about how to reclaim this thing after we might go back to our land. If he or she wishes to come back to the place where he was before now, how to claim it back, how to come back without no issue and all that. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If you don't support this very struggle and you are in a position to, you will not enter Biafra land without paying. You pay for everything now. Do you think we are stupid? No. But you cannot. You don't have the right to stop people from returning to their land. That is why you are the salt of the earth. Very, very important you understand this. You are chosen people now. Do you think it's easy? Can't you see the 12 disciples? They were the ones preaching to those with houses. Is that correct or not? But they were walking about with no homes, nothing. Because they were the chosen ones. You are the chosen children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiyama. I must take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Kennedy Titus. I'm calling from Istanbul, Turkey.
From Istanbul, Turkey. Please go ahead.
My name is Kennedy. I'm calling from Istanbul, Turkey.
Kennedy, yes, I can hear you. If you are talking to me through your phone, I can hear you very, very well. Go ahead.
Okay. No, Director, I call to appreciate what you are saying.
Go ahead.
I'm talking, I'm hearing.
It's because you are listening through your system. You are not listening through your phone. You must listen through your phone when you call Radio Biafra. If you wait to speak and then get a reply from your system, the speed of sound is 850 miles per second. How many thousands of miles am I away from you? My voice will go to London before going to outer space and then coming down to you. How many seconds will it take? We need you to talk to us in real time, please. Not via any other means. Does anybody else have something here to say, please? And when you call Radio Biafra, turn your system off. I say that all the time. I say it all the time. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening.
Stand up when you address us.
Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning, Biafra, over the universe. I remain Ibokwe Kizito from Akpugeze in Oji River, local government of Biafra land. My director, in fact, I think I have a confession to make. Because before now, I've been a secret listener. And this evening, Emeka informed me that we will be coming to Benin. I said I have to call. I see things myself. And here I am. I've been listening. I have been educated. I have learned a lot. So I think I using this media to ask Biafran to forgive me for being a secret listener before now. Where my people have been up and doing, trying to restore our land. So please, I am asking every other secret listeners that I am here this evening representing them. So I want everybody to come out. What we are doing here is not a child's play. It's real. Comes next year with what is happening in the zoo, Biafran is going to be a reality. So from henceforth, I stand on this ground in Benin City this evening to say that I and my family will serve Biafran and Radio Biafran under the control and pay homage and respect to our able director, Dr. Nnamdi Kanu, is a God given to us. Nobody can do what he is doing. Chikwa Bioma created him to handle this struggle to take us to the promised land. He is our Messiah. So please, I urge each and every one of you who have not come out, this is the time for us to come out. You heard what he said. If you did not contribute, by the time Biafra comes, you will pay. And I know that by that time, most of you will not be able to meet up. So this is the time for you to come and contribute to your quota to make sure that we take this Biafra land to the our expectation and the where we want us to be comes next year. Thank you very much.
My dear brother, thank you very, very much and well spoken. Many secret listeners are coming out because they know we speak the truth. You may not like what we say sometimes, it's not very palatable. But having been fed lies for very many years, some of us, we are born into lies. And we grew up with it. So to remove them is very, very difficult. That is why I say to people, if you have anything credible to challenge me with, you come outside and let's debate. I give you the microphone. It will be live and moderated. Let's take this call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You're
hello?
Yes, I can hear you very well. Speak to me over your phone, please.
It's Mam Pekano.
It is, yes.
Okay. I want to greet you for nice work you are doing for Biafra. My name is Nambe.
Oh.
Madiebo. I'm from Oka.
Madiebo. Thank you very much. Thank you.
From Oka. I don't want to talk too much because my family name, we fight for this Biafra war. If you read Biafra resolution by Alexander Madiebo,
yes,
you will know.
I've read it.
My family is there, so yeah, immediately I talk to most people with money. I want to secret number that I will call back. I'm a secret listener on the way. I'm listening to Radio Biafra for more than 2 years. You are doing a very nice big job. When you have heart, working for Igbo people, you are competing to Igbo people, all of them, every Igbo people is fearing for death. Igbo people is fearing for death. That is the problem. Even people I'm here in Germany, together in one city, if I'm telling them what's happening, they criticize me. But I don't want to listen to them. I want to make my own private donation, as you say. Everybody must put your hand on the table to work at the first company. My uncle, the senior brother of my that followed fight this Biafra war, Alexander Madiebo.
I know. I've read his book.
So I need a number. After he'll give me a number that I will call, I make my own contribution. I've been doing this thing for more than 2 years. You have two. Even a Benin Pugman, you're there for Benin now. I meet one Benin man. Then I discuss with him. He say, it's not Igbo. I tell him, are you Hausa man? He say, it's not Hausa man. Are you a Yoruba? He say, it's not Yoruba man. This one is a Benisha. The name is Ezi Igbo. I tell him, your surname is Ezi Igbo. Where do you come from? You are Igbo. But if we talk about Biafra, what Hausa people are doing, you started criticizing Igbo people. Igbo people are doing that. And it's true. You are saying it true. Igbo people, we are one kind. Even here, we in Germany here. A little thing you do with Igbo person, we dribble you everywhere. So, and I'm in Nigeria. I've come to Germany a long time. I know what I see in Nigeria. This is a fuel problem, and I make a fuel business for more than 15 years. So I know what they are doing in that consigning oil problem. It's because of oil. So I want to. I don't want to talk too much. I need some after you give me a number that I. So that was I don't want to call long time, you know. But I'm a man with a Biafra. I come from Biafra family. Thank you. And thank you so much. And thank you. The work you are doing is what I supposed to. Even if I go to school like you, I will do this type of thing you are doing. We fight that fight. Fire that gun to the extent that other people will surrender to us. Because they're claiming our land for nothing. Pursuing us. Look at how the village where I come, I go home this year on March. All those people, they don't pregnant all some of my family cousins. Pregnancy, as who pregnant, he said, I was a man. They are selling cow in Oka. You know, that is it. You know, they are selling cow in Oka. I go, who pregnant this? They are the Hausa man. They are selling cow in Oka. It's not rubbish. You know? So I thank you so much. This is the first time I call you Radio Biafra. I'm a secret listener. And I will do more. You don't know me before, I don't know you before, but hence, I'm just call today and get in. I will do more if I get a secret number that I will take to my own contribution. So that problem will come to, problem will not come to me after to my family, you know? Yes. So that why I come from Madebo family. You know, Alexander Madebo, he follow fight for this.
I know.
Biafran war. Yeah, so. Most of my friends here come from a big family that like I come if you call the name. They want to support, but they don't want to call their name. You understand? They want to full support, not people that come and talk rubbish and get out with say they are supporting you, bringing $100. My friends here with full support, you know, they don't want to say their name because they come from a big family and the family that people are knowing. Maybe you call the family, you know.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, my
brother. Yeah, okay.
Thank you, and God bless
Goodbye.
You.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Number. Yeah. Give me the number so that I will call it. Yeah,
I'll announce it now on air. Did you hear what he said? When you get an endorsement from somebody from Madebo's family, you know you're doing the right thing. If you check the history of this struggle, they have never given anybody the endorsement before. I read Madebo's book. I didn't finish it. I know where I was. I was reading it in Lagos. I read the book in the year 2000. I did not finish the book. Do you know why? I was too angry. I couldn't control myself. That was why I didn't finish it. For our dear brother and the rest of the world, there is a telephone number I'm going to give out now. And in every program that we are doing, it is for people who wish to donate money or contribute anonymously. 1,000 people in Africa, 1,000 people in America, 1,000 people in Europe, and then the door is closed. 1,000 in each place. Those of you in this part of in Africa, if you want to participate, please. It's not for students. It's for those who are working, those who can afford to. It will be 20,000 naira. If you are in Europe, I think it is somewhere in the region of, I think it's about 78 euros or so. Not more than that. Nobody is allowed to contribute more than $100 unless you have a special arrangement with our coordinator of all coordinators who is handling this very matter. That very number is this, wherever you are. There were people that called yesterday and this morning asking for this very number, and here is the number. And what the person that will answer this number, they will do only two things. Your name and your contact telephone number. Once you call and register interest, we will call you back to tell you where you will make this donation. The account will not be made known to the public. It's very, very private. Because we are going to do many things with it. Many. We don't stop. We keep going. The number is +1, which is for USA, +1 or 001. Or if you're calling from the zoo, 0091. The number is a US number +1. 301-455-0460. I want to see KD Igwe, Sylvia Chinwe, all our admin. One of the admin is here. So, I don't know if she's, do you have access to your system with you? Is it working? Is it working? It's not. +1-301-455-0460 for all of you that want to be part of this $1,000 each from America, from Europe, and from Africa, or from anywhere else. I think two people said they would do something from Asia. So the number is +1-301-455-0460. Your name and your number will be taken, and then you will be given an account number, and you are not allowed to divulge that to any other person. Yes, please. For if you're calling from you +1-301-455-0460. This number is going to be very, very busy. It will take 3,000 people only. And then you'll see what we'll do. The zoo will fall. I said 20. I'm not joking. I don't have money, that is true. But we'll make things happen. Believe you me. +1-301-455-0460. If you are from Africa, is the equivalent of 20,000 naira. If you are from Europe, what is the equivalent of this thing? It depends. I think it fluctuates, but I think I can find it. It is how much is it in euro to $100? Can somebody please tell me? Because I don't want to do more than that. But for our brother that spoke, that said there are a group of people that want to seriously fund what we are doing, they are more than welcome to do so. They will discuss with the COC, not part of this. What he was talking about is different, not part of this. I know that, as they said, once the secret listeners come out, then we are closer to home. We have one here in front of us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. It is 81 euros and 81 cents, please, including the sending fee or bank fee, if you want, because you'll be paying it direct into your bank account, which will be nominated. I won't announce that on the air. If you are in Europe, €81.81. If you're contributing from the UK, I think it's roughly about £70 or so. That's all. The number to call is +1-301-455-0460. And then we'll burn this place down. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah. We got the number.
Wonderful. Call that number.
We are ready. Because people are want to donate secretly, not 100 euro, but they don't want to hear their name like that, you know?
Yeah.
We got the number.
Yeah, call that number.
We saw it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay now.
Thank you very much.
Okay, good night.
Thank you. They said after a while, after the water settles, so the world can see clearly. Nobody can see clearly. Because I'm a trusting person. I trust people. I expect people to also trust me. I have never failed my country before, and I will not fail. Nobody can say I went to Abuja or I compromised or stopped speaking the way I do. I can never do it. The fact that Niwo Nyoshi does not mean I am. I can never be one. I can never be. I thank my brother as well from somewhere in the Far East. In secret, I spend it on Biafra. I think you were there. Did I show you the message today? No, I didn't show you. I will show you in a short while. I cannot say that our people are not kind to me. Some of you are, in all honesty. Some are. Those that fund my office. Some of you are very kind. But everything you give to me, even in private, I spend on Biafra. Everything, I said. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed very, very hastily to the end of this very program. But people are calling us from everywhere. Let's take this call. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype.
Hello, I can hear you.
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
I can hear you. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Chokwod. My name is Felix. Yes. Hello.
What is going on, man? I think he's drunk. Hell. There is a problem. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to the end of our program today. Please, there are people here that need to go home and rest very well. I thank all of you in Benin City. I have never done this anywhere before. Do you know that in the zoo? Or anywhere in Biafra land? You aware of that? This is the very first and presumably the only public meeting we'll ever have. Because I also need to be security conscious. But because I trust those of you here and the way you have behaved so far, that is why I am here today. And I'm humbled to be here. I thank you all very much for coming the way you hosted us within 1 hour. And this number of people came out, including a secret listener. I am deeply humbled. I'm so happy to see all of you. And also, Benin City will go down in history as having hosted Radio Biafra. That is fantastic. Very fantastic. And we want also the family. You must join me in welcoming our new family in Gabon. We are formally in Gabon right now. They have been constituted. So the work is ongoing. We are relentless. Trust us. We know what we're doing. I won't let you down, no. Never. It's not possible. You may let me down, but I won't let you down. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening to you.
Good evening, my dear brother. Confirm your name and where you're calling us from, if you may, please.
Yeah, Chukwemeka Ohebu from Malaga, Spain.
From Malaga. Malaga is very strong. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. The number has been confirmed and clear. So anybody who says he's not getting it, the person is lying.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, confirm and clear. Have a good night to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I told people something. Do you know that even Igbos, they have a weak point? You know that? You know, before, for some of us who are married, before you marry your wife, you go, or be, when you're running after her, you look for her weak point. Is that correct? I don't want to say my wife's weak point on air. Oh, my chauffeur, I'm no low. Yes. So, Inya Inhaneri. Is that not correct? Igbos have a weakness. You know what a weakness is? If you are truthful to them over time, there is nothing they will not do for you. That is all they want you to know. Because we have it in our DNA. Equals yoku. That is why when somebody is speaking the truth, you will know. But you may give them the benefit of the doubt. But you know inside you, you're lying. That is what the devil is afraid of. That is why after a short while, maybe in the next 4 or 5 months, there will be another major shake-up again. Please pray. It won't come from you. Pray. Because Ekwensu, the devil doesn't want the world to hear the truth. And the truth can only come from a land where truth is life. That is why. As I said to them, if your wife is as beautiful as mine, some of you will not get up in the morning to go to work. You will not go, and I didn't say do Biafra. I said you will not go to work. Oh, just it's in a wagon. She is beautiful. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue our work. Relentless. We are relentless. We don't stop. We can't stop until Biafra comes. I got back to next year. Are you ready? Yes. I'm back. Kukukuri the whole place. Kara mika bandiara. Ofuma ofuma. I thank you all for coming here. Thank you all for coming here. All of you in Benin. But I thank all of you. Because your land is blessed, so will you be blessed. And your family blessed. Biafra is a religion. This night we've proven why it is a religion. We will continue to worship here on Radio Biafra. Because Chukwu Abiama is the only name we can serve. Chukwu Abiama. Only Him is God. He will guide, bless each and every one of you, your family, your endeavor, your business, as long as you do so in truth and honesty. And I pray that Chukwu Abiama will bless all hard-working Biafrans, especially those that believe in this very effort. Will crown all their efforts with resounding success and glory. That in the end, all honor and glory will belong to His holy name forever and ever. From Benin City, here in Amamo, Biafra, anywhere, from Benin City, it is good evening.
We shall always reach.